You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE.
Good afternoon and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
All this week, we have continued the teaching Faith That Works. And specifically this week, we're focusing in on the power of our words through faith. We must talk the language of faith. And that is all outlined in Romans chapter 10. These aren't just ideas we have of what to say that sounds good on the radio. This is what the Word of God says. It says that faith speaks a specific way. It says that the Word of God is near. It's close to us. It is right in our mouth. We don't have to wait till we go all up to heaven. We don't have to go down deep, bring Christ from the abyss. The Word of God is in our mouth.
Yes. And it speaks like this. I love it. And on this Friday, as we close out, we want to give you an invitation. If you do not have a home church where you go and learn the Word of God on a consistent basis, consistently, and we're not talking about you go once in a while now. We're talking about you go consistently and learn the Word of God for your life and applying it to your life on a daily and in your daily walk. We say, we invite you, we give you an open invitation to join us at Living Word Church, 1010 Dixon Boulevard, right in the heart of Cocoa, where we teach the living word of God, and how to apply it in life situation. And you will see it work. Not that it might work, you will see it work. Why are we saying that? Because we have done it. We have done it not one time. Not two times, not three times, it become our lifestyle. So that's why we have full assurance that the Word of God works.
And this is a good Sunday to come because it's the last Sunday of the month. And every last Sunday of the month, we have a delicious meal together. And we set aside time during our service for fellowship to sit together, to get to know one another, and to eat. Specifically, this month, we are going to be having an Italian lunch. So come on out. We have some authentic Italians that are cooking. We're not just putting some stuff together and saying, calling it Italian.
Yeah.
We have some authentic Italians.
It's true.
Who will be cooking.
And who is that authentic Italian?
Right there, Miss Emily Beckford.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Our authentic Italian.
Yes,
and we
ma'am.
Have some more at our church.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, I know there's a more Italian mama in the church.
So if you want to taste my lasagna, come on out.
And don't say, well, I don't want to come. They're going to think I'm coming just for the food.
No.
That's why we're having the food, so that you come.
That's right.
Bring
That's
your right. family. Come on out this Sunday. Service starts at 10 a.m. We invite you. And also tomorrow, the 25th, we are having a backpack, hygiene, and free everything. So we'll be giving away new backpacks, the school supplies, and hygiene packs. And we'll also be doing free everything at the same time. Free everything is when people bring donated items that are still in good working condition, and we lay them out on tables in front of the church, and people just come by and pick up all that they need. So the backpacks and the hygiene, that is one per child, but everything else that out there is unlimited to give and to receive. So come on out if you have some items that have been sitting to the side in your house that you're looking to find a place to give them away so they go directly to impact families in the community. You can bring them to 1010 Dixon Boulevard tomorrow morning from 9 to 12. We'll be having the backpack, hygiene, and free everything.
Yes, and we come into the closing point for the week. Jesus is our example.
Amen.
Jesus is our example. Mm-hmm. So, Dan, if you run through the first 3 points, come to the fourth point.
Mm-hmm.
You run through that. Point number one on Monday. Our word reflect
what is in our hearts.
Yes.
And our scriptures for that were Luke 6:45 and Psalm 19:14. So our words reflect what is in our heart. Point number two was faith speaks God's promise.
Yeah.
So we are in alignment with God's word, promise. And number three, our words have power to build or destroy. And then today we'll be on point four, which is Jesus is our example. He continually speaks words of faith. All throughout his earthly ministry, he was speaking words of faith. He didn't come in agreement with the people who were in disarray. He didn't come in agreement with sickness and disease. He didn't come in agreement with captivity. He spoke the word. He found the place where it was written of him in the word. And then he went forth and he did his assignment, knowing that the things that he was saying were coming from what his father was saying. The things that he was doing was coming from what he has seen his father do. And then they produced a great outcome in the earth and still are today.
Yeah. And take me back to Jesus encounter mm-hmm. the storm.
Oh, I love that one.
Yeah, in the Bible. Mm-hmm. Take me back. There's this great storm.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus was in the boat with his disciples. Mm-hmm. And so many of our listeners can reflect on that mm-hmm. story because you have heard it.
Mm-hmm.
But in the air, Jesus speak the word of faith.
Mm-hmm.
The disciples came. The Bible said Jesus was in the bottom of the mm-hmm. boat sleeping
mm-hmm.
while the wind was throwing the boat up and down. It was a boisterous mm-hmm. windstorm.
Mm-hmm.
It was a big-time hurricane, Category 5 hurricane out there. And they fear for their life. But all of a sudden, they remember Jesus is there.
Mm-hmm.
So they went to wake him.
Mm-hmm.
And in their flesh, they said, Jesus, don't you care
mm-hmm.
about our life? They didn't even think about Jesus' life. Think about it. Are we so human?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is in the boat with them. So if the boat is going to be destroyed, they're all going down.
Yeah.
But somehow they think they're going to go down mm-hmm. and Jesus is going to be okay. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
But they're shouting, Jesus, don't you care that we perish? We're going to perish. Mm-hmm. This is a serious storm throwing us up and down. And Jesus just calm and speak the word of faith. How does he say? Peace, be still. Spoke directly mm-hmm. into the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Had I been, you know, me in that situation, mm-hmm. and they tell me, don't you care? I says, what are you talking about? I would forget about talking mm-hmm. to the wind. I'll be talking now, having mm-hmm. a conversation with the disciples, my buddies. And by the time that conversation finished, mm-hmm. we all die. Jesus didn't go involved in a conversation. Jesus spoke to the situation. So that's why Romans chapter 10 says, faith speak like this.
Mm-hmm.
It don't speak like that. He says, in Romans chapter 10,
mm-hmm.
it's the language of faith. I used to use it. It says, faith speak like this, but the righteousness of faith speak in this way. Do not say in your heart.
Yeah.
Do not say that. say this. How does Jesus speak it? He speaks the word of faith. He says, be still. That's the word of faith. Mm-hmm. Become calm again like before.
Because he already had said what the expectation was. Let us cross over to the other side.
Yeah, and it goes calm, right?
Those were the words that were recorded in Mark chapter 4, verse 35. He said to them, let us cross over to the other side. So then he goes and he takes a nap. So he's in the stern of the boat, it says, asleep on a pillow. So he didn't just doze off.
No,
he intentionally went to sleep because he said, look, we're going to the other side. Let us cross over to the other side. Then the disciples come in verse 38 and they wake him up and they say, teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. But he said to them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? So he spoke to the outside circumstances. He didn't allow them to get him all stirred up on the inside. But the disciples did.
Yeah.
The disciples allowed themselves to get all stirred up on the inside. They allowed their inside to start looking like what was going on the outside. But Jesus said, oh, you could be calm. You speak to those circumstances. Peace, be still. Don't let what's going on the outside in your circumstances get you all stirred up on the inside that you're in fear and you're all on edge and you are not operating from faith. He said, how is it that you have no faith? He didn't even say to them little faith.
Yeah.
He said, how is it that you have no faith. He's like, I'm right here. I already said to you, let us cross over to the other side. So when things rise up against them, speak the language of faith and keep moving on about your business and not get all stirred up and affected on the inside. You know, people have taught the difference between the concept of a thermometer and a thermostat. You know, think about that. A thermometer is measuring the circumstances. It's saying the temperature of the air or the water.
Yeah.
But a thermostat is setting the temperature. So the thermostat, if it's going above the desired temperature or below the desired temperature, it's going to kick on a system that's going to bring it into a compliance.
Yes.
It's going to bring it into the desired temperature. But a thermometer can't change anything. All a thermometer do may tell you if it's hot, hot, hot. That's all a thermometer does. A thermometer can't change the circumstances, but a thermostat kicks in and it ensures that the circumstances come into alignment with the temperature that it is set for on the thermostat.
So don't be in despair. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of you out there suffer from doubt and all that. The apostles themselves, they had Jesus right in the boat, and they were concerned. So just hang in there. They didn't have God's word, and we do. And we know that Jesus has risen from the dead. So be strong and have faith. Make your day count.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the living word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM, 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
Veteran-owned Double Eagle Sawmill reminds listeners that 22 veterans tragically take their own lives each day.